Chapter 3. Paul heaves himself into a seated position on the thin mattress as the officer places a tray of breakfast beside him. Every part of him aches from 36 hours in this police station. The aroma of cheap margarine makes his insides churn. The nausea, combined with exhaustion, is like a hangover.
Is there any news on my wife?
Paul is gratified for the respite that fitful sleep has provided for a couple of hours, but reality thunders back down on him. He struggles to assemble his jumbled thoughts.
How the hell has all this happened?
Not yet. You'll be the first to know if we hear anything.
The words ricocheted around the concrete walls of the cell like a bullet.
What about my daughter?
Within his paper blue suit, the heat is already stifling.
When can I leave?
He needs to get to them both, fast.
Concentrate on your breakfast. You should try and eat something.
The officer walks towards the door, keys jangling.
We'll be loading the court van shortly. You'll know more soon.
As the door clangs, an image of Michelle bleeding on the floor swims into his mind. She had appeared close to death, though he senses she is still alive. He's been charged with attempted murder. All hope of making sure Emily is all right and him getting to Michelle's bedside is gone. He's so exhausted he can barely think straight. Every hour he has spent in custody has felt like a day. They think he's hurt her. He's been going through what happened that day, that night in his mind, but it's all become a blur. From the time of getting back to the holiday cottage with Emily, he can't recall anything clearly and is worried that his mind is playing tricks somehow. One day, they will reflect on their holiday with a judder, but they will put it behind them. Today, everything will be all right. He will make sure it is.
We've got a few minutes before you're on.
Paul could weep with relief as his colleague, John Gibbs, a criminal law solicitor, appears in the cell below the court. We need to talk, quickly. He rests a hand on Paul's shoulder.
You're not on your own out there, mate. I've brought Alana with me. Your friend is here too. Nick, is it? And your brother. Your mother-in-law has been and gone. She has your daughter. Well, not here, obviously. She's left her in school.
Thank God. They apparently put her with foster parents to start with on the first night.
Paul closes his eyes.
But you shouldn't have brought Alana.
John sits beside Paul.
She wouldn't let me abandon her at the office. She hasn't stopped talking about you.
A smile tugs at the corners of his mouth.
Here, I've brought you some clothes to wear. Your mother-in-law, Susan, is it? Brought them on her way back to the hospital.
Do you know if Emily's all right?
Paul accepts the small bundle of clothing, glad he's going to be able to discard the police station clothes.
I think so. Susan didn't say, but she's her grandma. She'll be taking good care of her. She's mainly concerned as to whether Michelle is going to pull through.
What a fucking mess.
Paul swings his body around to face John.
You must know, I didn't do it.
He can't control himself. His shoulders shake as he breaks into fresh sobs. John's is the first friendly face he has seen since being brought in two nights earlier.
I can't believe this is happening.
We're going to get you out of here. John squeezes Paul's shoulder. Trust me.
You'll be able to sort bail.
He can't believe he's crying again, like that's going to change anything.
With a charge like this.
I'll do all I can.
John thrusts a hanky into Paul's hand.
You know I will.
I'm glad they were able to contact you. None of it seems real.
I know. Whatever's happened, you should have called me straight away.
I've been going through your interview transcript and there's a few holes in it. We'll sort it, though.
What if she dies? Oh my God!
It's as though actuality keeps batting him around the head.
What an utter nightmare.
He drops his head into his hands.
It should never have happened. Why the hell did it have to happen?
I know. I know, Paul.
I need to see Emily.
Paul sits upright.
What she must be going through.
One thing at a time. She's all right.